kind of thing.
It's on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for April 2nd, 2020. The time now is 7:04 p.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stopa.
Here.
Mark Raddus.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our nurses and doctors that are going through this pandemic right now. Thank you. I'd like to thank everyone who's joining us via our live stream again tonight. First on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check date 4-3-2020. Total amount's gonna be $40,423.28 with $8,541.80 in withholdings for deductions and liabilities.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up on our agenda is purchase orders and training requests. Mark, do you have any?
I do not.
I have two. I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order for the fire department. The vendor is going to be the Medina County EMA, and this is going to be for our 2020 Medina Township All Hazards Team cost allocation. The total amount is going to be $2,987.95.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
And then next I have a purchase order. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Department's going to be fire. The vendor's going to be breathing air systems. And it's going to be for the Mako air compressor at Station 6, which is Nettleton Road Station. Total amount is going to be $1,500.
Second.
Discussion? This is just to get it back up and running. Chief had asked me beginning of the year if we can look at getting it repaired. So, can I have a roll call, please?
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. I have no more requests. Chuck, you have any?
Yeah, I have one. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. The department is service. The vendor is going to be Home Hominick Door Company. This purchase order is going to be to replace all 13 overhead garage doors over at the service department. The doors are out of warranty, but Wayne Dalton is agreeing to pay 60% of the materials for us. It's a known problem that they've been having with these garage doors. The amount for this purchase order is going to be $16,900.
Second. Discussion. I know I talked to Denny about this. He was having a problem with water getting into the doors, which was making it harder for the doors to open and close, which was putting strain on the springs and that, so he reached out to them about what they would do, so that's what we were able to get back. So roll call.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
That's all you have, Chuck?
That's all I got.
All right. Next up on the agenda is approval of accounts payable. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 4-2-2020. Start with check number 30819, going through check number 30836. The total amount is going to be $34,838.49.
Second.
Discussion. The biggest amount in here was for Medina Hospital for the LST bill, which was $28,000. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is site plans. I asked Elaine to reach out to the people that were going to be have site plans voted on tonight and asked them not to come. We would just let them know if they were approved or not approved and when they could come pick up their zoning permits then. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve change of use for Sunoco located at 3980 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Next up, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Palmer Engineering Company located at 3745 Medina Road, Units A and B as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike, this one's not signed by you guys.
Let me sign this one real quick. Next up, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a name change on the existing wall sign for Ken Ganley Kia located at the main, located above the main door at 2925 Medina Road, not to exceed 17.59 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Other than the fact that it's already up, right?
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Check those off on that one. And then next up, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a name change on the existing wall sign facing I-71 for Ken Ganley Kia located at 2925 Medina Road, not to exceed 17.59 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Ken Johnson.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
I heard that.
Always something.
I'll wait for you guys to get caught up on those.
We're separating. These are each.
Yeah, okay. This one.
Yeah,
one
together. Yep. This one's back in.
Next up on our agenda is department reports for February. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the department reports for February 2020. This will be for the PD, zoning, road, and fire, and let it be known that the police department and zoning reports are double-sided.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Just one spot?
Yeah, I just got one spot. This wasn't on our thing, but talking today, and I'd like to bring this up for the board to kind of discuss. One of the things that, based on everything that's going on with the COVID virus and all that, we've had our admin department basically close the building off except for our foyer area. And they've been in place, you know, and that. They still have some contact in regards to the public and that. At this time, with the new orders and that the governor's kind of put down with the increase net coming in probably the next 2 weeks, they're saying, or whatever. I talked to Elaine and Nick in our admin offices in regards to possibly having them stay home for the 2 weeks. We have computers that they can take home with them, so they can remote in every day to their computers. They can still check emails and respond to them. They can still check their voicemails on the phones and respond back to anybody that has, you know, questions or whatever. in regards to that. But I'd like to see how the board feels about having them stay home for the 2 weeks and doing it this way. Elaine will still come in on an as-needed basis for schedule appointments when people have to come get zoning permits or whatever. She'll call and make an appointment that she'll meet them here at a specific time or whatever, kind of limit the amount of people coming in and out of the offices and that. So this is some things that some of the other townships have done around the area in regards to limiting. I know Hinkley, that they've had 2 days that they have hours, but you still have to call and get times and that. But feeling the way we are here, and we can have them work from home because we have the ability to give them computers and still do their work, be something I like to put out for the board and see what you guys feel about this.
I think we covered it last meeting. You know, everyone has to make the best decision what's right for the employees and the citizens of the township. And if that works, then I agree.
I think a lot of things that they do, they can do at home.
Right.
Like, you know, a police officer and stuff like that, they, you know, they can take the stuff home, they can file it, they can upload it, as long as they got the computers and they can get the job done. The big thing is just kind of getting business as usual as much as you can.
Right. And there's certain things that, you know, I've talked to Elaine in regards to that. Nick, there'll be a couple things he'll have to come in every now and then, you know, once a week or whatever, to mail checks out or to do the checks on the mail service and all that. So they'll be in a little bit here and there, but it won't be constant that they can, you know, type things.
Are we keeping the foyer open on business hours for people to drop off or no?
We can. How do you guys feel about that? That was one thing we discussed. We have camera system out there that, you know, this way packages that we have for delivery or whatever can still be dropped off. It'll be here. One of them will open in the morning. The other one will come in the evening and lock the building, and then take any packages or whatever and disinfect them and that for the next person in the morning when they come. So I've already talked to both of them in regards to who would be doing what, and they're kind of on the same page.
As long as we got cameras and stuff.
Yep, we do.
We watch, yeah.
Do we need a motion or anything like that, or just?
No, I don't think so.
All right, and then the next thing I want to discuss then.
Could we talk about that real quick?
Yep, go ahead.
With the cleaning. So we are having, I know we touched about this last meeting, we're having trouble finding wipes, Lysol, disinfecting spray like that. So we were able to find, thanks to Mark, some disinfecting spray that we're going to make up bottles of. So I am going to ask that the department heads, the trustee liaisons, talk to their department heads. This is going to be especially true for the police department. This is going to be, we're going to put this in bottles. We can refill it. You spray it on. It does not require wiping it off. However, you do have to spray it and let it sit for 5 minutes. It won't ruin whatever you're spraying it on, but you do have, it won't kill anything until the 5 minutes is up. So we have to try to use our Lysol and our Lysol wipes, especially on as limited as possible.
Okay.
So if we can, like, again, obviously there's going to be times that you need that, you need that immediate wipe, but we're not able to find them. I mean, I think you found,
yeah,
what, two in the last couple,
yeah,
weeks. So if we can just keep pushing that, we've been fortunate and able to get a good amount of this disinfectant, but it's going to go fast. But especially these wipes, I mean, we're running through those way too quick. So if we can just remind everybody to try to use those,
yeah,
again, you'll have to use them sometimes, but try to use this disinfectant spray that we're going to,
okay,
make up bottles of, and then we'll just refill it as needed. So.
All right, sounds good. Next thing I had up on that I'd like to discuss too, so kind of in line with the same thing with Elaine and Nick and the zoning and admin department, with the service department. I know there's been some talk in regards to letting those guys stay home and they only come in if they need it or this and that. I've been talking to Denny. I'm sure Chuck, you've been in conversation with Denny and that. I'm sure Mark, you've had some conversations with Denny and that. I'd like to see how you guys feel about this. Kind of do what Brunswick Hills does. They have two guys come 1 week, two guys the next week, unless they need additional hands. So I know Denny said they have a funeral on Monday, so all four guys will be in on Monday for the funeral and that. But it'll be on an as-needed basis if they need additional personnel. Originally, it was maybe just one guy or whatever. My feeling is, if we're going to limit, let's do two guys. That way, if there is something that they need an extra hand for specific things or whatever, the drainage ditch or whatever. It's usually a two-person job. This way they have two people at least there. And then it would be, Denny would be the person that would be, since he's the road superintendent in charge of making sure that the guys have work to do. Discussed with Denny about possibly coming in, you know, even if he's on the 2 weeks that he would be off, still coming in, checking up, and making sure things are being done. And that, and I mean, the guys down there, they do their job when it's, you know, time and all that. I just like to maybe protect them too a little bit. I understand that, you know, there's been conversations about maybe moving them different areas or whatever. The only thing with that is, I don't know, I think I'd rather just have, if we did two guys 1 week, two guys the next week, for the 2 weeks, kind of like with Elaine and Nick, and kind of reevaluate after that and see where we're at. But I mean, it's up to you guys, that's how you feel.
Well, I talked to Denny already multiple times. I talked to him just before we came to the meeting here. Originally, last week I said, you know, with the things going on, I didn't want them being together as a group of four. I said split them in the two teams of two. Keep your contact limited between that way. That way if somebody goes down, you know, with things progressing as it is, I told him that we're going to be fluid, you know, on what we decide. So I was talking to Denny, again, like I said today, about maybe doing this two-on-two thing, and also not being afraid to have the two guys come in on an as-needed basis, like this funeral and stuff, but just be wary and keep your distance and keep your interaction to a minimum. So, you know, if this is something that they can get by and get their job done, you know, I'm okay with it. I would prefer, you know, that the, you know, the jobs get done in a safe manner. So, you know, that's where I would be.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and then giving them the weekend to let the place sit gives them extra time to everything to die that's
right
there.
And
you know, people sure spray before they leave.
Right. Yep. So I'll reach out. You want to reach out to Denny?
You reach out.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll tell them, you know, I guess business as usual tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do the funeral thing on Monday, yep. And then they'll
after that, and then let Denny kind of, you know, have a ask to how he wants, you know, which guys or whatever.
And just understand that odd hours, if they haven't worked their 40, is still straight time.
Yeah. There would be, yes.
No overtime.
No overtime. I basically mentioned that to Denny too. So.
And then, I think my recommendation is that extra cleaning service that we had decided to do, we should do it for all of our buildings.
Okay.
And I'll have them reach out directly to the service department, and they've already been on a schedule with the police department. The only thing is, what do we want to do about town hall?
Since we're they can still.
I mean, if we
well, I mean, quite, yeah. I mean, it's the cleanest place.
I mean, that it is a quite. We usually have town hall clean just.
Yeah, they're normal. They're normal cleaning. How about we just keep our normal cleaning day that like they normally do, which
but
would be
somebody
before.
Would have to be here.
Right, and we. But I'm saying. Nick and them, I think they come the exact same day every
okay,
week,
so
and reach out to them and say, hey, you know, let us know specifically, you know, a date, the specific date or time, and we can have somebody, you know, come here to let them in or whatever.
Okay.
And I'll talk to Nick about reaching out to them to verify, because he'll probably be the one who's closer to town hall.
I mean, at least I would say I think we'd all feel more comfortable, especially if we're still coming here. Just
right.
Because we're still going to have people coming in. We're still going to have the boxes coming
right.
in. You know, I will say, I've started with anything we're going to order from now on, I'm going to have it shipped directly either to the police department or even my home or one of our homes so that Nick doesn't have to come up just to get packages. But anything that has been ordered already, I can't.
Right.
I'll
can't
have to
stop.
Cancel
yeah.
a package. To, yeah, so we have to go ahead
yeah,
and
that's
let those
fine.
Come. So. We still, you know, just to get that extra disinfectant, I think it's a good idea. So,
all right. Anything else, Chuck?
No, about it.
Mark, anything else?
Oh,
nope.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk about.
Oh
it,
yes.
Yes. Do you want me to explain this real quick?
So we got from deferred comp.
We got a notice from deferred comp, and in fact, right after the last
check went out.
Right after the last check went out, so I will ask that anybody be patient. If they see that their last deduction didn't get processed yet. As of Friday, March 20th, Deferred Comp has shut down their offices, and they said that the checks will, any checks that went in were not going to be processed, perhaps at all for a while. But we didn't get this notice until March 27th. So I'm gonna have to call and find out what's gonna happen with that payment that went in on the 24th. However, they are asking that we create an account on this Ohio Gateway and start submitting
electronic
payments. We do need a resolution for that. Do we have a resolution number? You know what, I can get you the last resolution number. But what I would just ask for at this point is a broad resolution that until this pandemic is over, that we make...
For anything that we can do?
For all, any electronic payments that we need to make, that we just do. And then that will just go through the end of this. So the resolution number would be, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
04-02-2020-015.
04-02-2020-015.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good.
Good.
Yep, this time I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 04-02-2020-015 and authorize the fiscal officer to make any and all necessary electronic payments during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Second.
I think we already had our discussion on this. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Anything else before the board? Angela, anything else? This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time we adjourn the Medina Township Trustees regular scheduled meeting at 7:26 p.m.